Now, verse 6. And we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode 7 days. Now will you notice verse 7. This is Paul's visit now to Troas, and upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Now, there are several things that I want to say about this verse. It was upon the first day of the week they came together. If you will note that where we have a record of the day that the church met, it was on the first day of the week. Paul said to the Corinthians on the first day of the week they're to bring their gifts. Then on the first day of the week they broke bread, which means they celebrated the Lord's Supper. And on the first day of the week, Paul preached to them. Friends, the early church met on the first day of the week. That was the important day, because that's the day that Jesus came back from the dead. And under the old creation, it was the seventh day, the Sabbath day. But that belongs to the old creation. On the Sabbath day, Jesus was dead inside the tomb. On the first day of the week, he came forth. We meet on that day because we are now joined to a living Christ. And that's the testimony of the first day of the week. Now, the other thing that interests me about this verse here is that Paul preached to them, and he was going to leave the next day, and he preached all the way till midnight. Now, I do not know many congregations that would listen to me till midnight. In fact, I don't know any congregation that would listen to me till midnight. And I'm of the opinion there are not very many preachers that would preach till midnight in these days in which we live. But I suppose the excuse is this was Paul's last visit, and it was a tender meeting, of course, and so Paul's getting ready to leave, and he'll not be back. This is his last trip here. That may give the excuse for it. I tell folk today that, and very frankly admit, I'm a long-winded preacher. I'm known as that. And it's a good thing on radio here that there's a cutoff time and I have to be off the air. Because if it was otherwise, I'd just talk on and on and on. I love to teach the Word of God. And I tell them that I have a system of homiletics. I'd never learned it in seminary. I picked it up myself. In fact, I got it from a TV commercial. And of all things, a commercial of a cigarette, and it's this. It's not how long you make it, but how you make it long. And I believe in making it long, and I have scriptural authority for that. Paul did. Now, he spoke till midnight. And you can't help but smile at this. Let me read on, verse 8. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. They had the place lighted up. You talk about a bunch of swingers. The early Christians were, friends. They didn't stay up at midnight whooping it up. They stayed up at midnight listening to the Word of God and praising Him. My, I tell you, we have let the world take away from us the fun that we ought to be having today with the things of God. So if your preacher goes over a little, friends, be patient with him, just so he doesn't go to midnight. And Paul, I think, made a mistake. You're going to midnight in one sense, because look what happened.